Welcome to the Full of Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 12:59. That is Pacific Standard Time, and today is November 7th, so only one more day until we have the US presidential election. And of course, what happened over the weekend has resulted in a relief rally on the vast majority of risk assets. So the S&P 500 was up over 2%. The Nasdaq 100 had a 100-point rally and is up almost 2.5%, and the Dow Jones up about 2%. The vast majority of markets in Europe were up by about the same margin. The Nikkei was pretty strong, and in after-hours trading, it is up an additional 30 points. So, this has been a pretty firm day right across the boards. There was also activity in China, where the finance minister was replaced. Now, that is indicative of political machinations going on inside the Communist Party, because so many very important posts within the Politburo and within the wider standing, the People's Congress, come up for vacancies within the next 2 years. From a market's perspective, though, that's rather encouraging, because the last thing that the administration will want is volatility. And if we look at the market over the last year, what we've had is a distinct lack of volatility. That's rather encouraging. It would suggest that this market will continue to be managed higher. So, and what we definitely have evidence of over the last few months is that both the Hang Seng in particular, but also the H shares, are high beta plays on mainland China. And they both bounced from the region of their respective trend means in here today. So that's rather encouraging. And also, we had a pretty solid move on the ASX 200 in Australia. So generally speaking, a pretty firm day right across stock markets. Now, this is certainly a relief rally, considering that the S&P 500 had fallen for 8 consecutive days, the most in quite some time. And therefore, there was a short-term oversold condition evident that the market was looking for any sign of a reduction in the political risk being attached to this market. It got it over the weekend with the FBI announcement that they had found no fresh evidence with which to pursue Hillary Clinton, and therefore we've had this rally. Now, there have been a number of I'm personally I'm trying to be somewhat reflective and look at my own state of mind, and I have to think that perhaps I have been conditioned to a certain extent by buying too early in the precious metals, and as a result having to hold on through what has been a pretty swingeing pullback, and therefore my perception of risk in the market might be a bit higher than it would otherwise be. But personally, I feel rather anxious, not least because we've had the example of the Brexit vote, telling us that we cannot simply take poll information on its individual merits. Then, over just the last week, the Chicago Cubs have pulled off what was deemed to be impossible, that they would win a World Series. The Irish beat the All Blacks in rugby over the weekend, first time in well over 100 years. So the impossible really is capable of happening. And personally, I will not be happy until we see additional upside follow through on these markets, and we see the breadth of the market beginning to expand once more. What we can certainly say, though, is that we had, for example, we had an upside key on and Starbucks and follow through. So there's a short-term overbought condition there, and we've had some steadying, and that was one of the previous leaders that really did have some of the most worrying top formation characteristics. So we're not just getting a bounce in the larger shares, but it has been a very broad-based bounce in here today, and that is encouraging. Now, from Europe's perspective, and indeed Japan, the relative weakness of their currencies versus the US dollar is noteworthy. There was a clear upside key reversal for the dollar against the euro, and that is also happening from the region of the trend mean. So the euro is back below 111, and rather closer to 110. The yen has also weakened in here, and the dollar rallied by 1.43 yen today. So it's back above 104. It's continuing to build support around above the 100 yen level. And if we can see it back above the trend mean, that would break the medium-term downtrend. Now, those would be particularly bullish factors for both the Japanese and the Eurozone stock markets. The FTSE was also stronger in here today, and up 1.75%. Now, the FTSE has obviously benefited enormously in nominal terms from the weakness of the pound. The strength of the pound over the last few sessions contributed to its decline, but this was a countermanding upward dynamic in here today, finding support above the 6600 level, and looks increasingly likely that it is going to at least unwind the short-term oversold condition. Now, we've had pretty impressive bounces in stock markets, and precious metals pulled back in here today. But I think perhaps the biggest pullback was in the gold price. Gold had a low around $1,276 and finished out the day at $1,281, so it only had a bounce of about $5 off the intraday low. But silver has pulled, well, it's down about 14, but it is 22 cents off the low. It bounced from exactly $18 in here today. Platinum is just about unchanged and closing out the day above the $1,000 level, and palladium, which has perhaps the most extreme oversold condition, was up by almost $30 in here today. So we're definitely seeing that the precious metals, it isn't just about the dollar in here. It isn't just about safe havens. There is I think a gathering consensus with regard to the positive attributes of having a precious metal position when both parties, just about the only thing that they can agree on is that there is a need for fiscal stimulus. That if, when we look at the euro and we look at the yen, they are unlikely to tail back their respective stimuli. And then you look at China, well, they are also very unlikely to become fiscal apostles in here, rather that they are going to continue to stimulate in order to ensure that nothing untoward happens to to the economy while there is such jockeying for position in the political sphere. When we look elsewhere in the bond markets, then the long bond was down about 25 ticks, the 10-year treasury down about a half a point. Now, we have had some steadying in the yield, and it has been a significant rally in yields and a pullback in prices, and we might see some additional consolidation in the pricing. But when we do look at the almost undeniable potential for a rate hike by the Fed in December, then it is extraordinarily unlikely that we're going to see those yields back at their lows in the absence of a recession. And I did a fairly extensive review of lead indicators for recessions in Come to the Day last week, and there just isn't any indication of that just yet. What we do have, though, is pretty good confirmation by the rally that we're getting in industrial resources that we are in the latter stages of an economic expansion, but that is what we're perhaps in the early part of the last stage of an economic expansion, and therefore we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside, and not least because Wall Street in particular has bounced from the region of its 200-day moving average and done so in a dynamic fashion, and that a countermanding clear downward dynamic would be required to question that view. And I think with that, I'm going to leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.